Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, we have been talking about, I'm telling you, this topic, the power of duplication. The lines have been lit. Why? Because leadership and duplication, although those are the two main keys to success in network marketing, most people have not mastered the basics. So now I need you to understand that this is going to be a series that's going to go way beyond. I've been getting so many positive feedback, but people saying, wow, these were missing for me. I really need to focus on this. And so we have been not only training it here on Power Start Today, I brought it into team training. Now, I need you guys to know this here. If you were to go back and check yourself, check your business, you will find that it's very clear why you're not seeing the success that you want to see. Hence then, I am telling you guys, you know, my life is not my own. I'm doing this work as unto the Lord, not for you guys. It's just because God is doing it for you. And he's not moved me off this scripture. And I've been asking, maybe at the end of this series, he'll reveal to me even what does the scripture mean. I never count myself exempt. And so I am always asking God to search me, oh Lord, so that I'm making sure that not only am I being used as a vessel for you, that if this is something that God wants me to learn, I'm also learning with you all. That's why we allow the Holy Spirit to take full reign here at Power Starts Your Day. And so he has not moved us off of the scripture of James 4 and 17. I am just telling you right here, this must be a main message coming down from heaven, full of God. So often, even in our personal lives, that has a lot to do with where we are in our professional lives, we're breaking or we're violating the principles or the laws of the kingdom, yet we are not seeing what God really has for us. We're not able to manifest, and it's frustrating us. So for whoever this scripture is for, if you've just only been listening to it, you need to go into meditation, and this is not where you're talking to God, where you're praying. We're talking about where God is able to talk to you, meditation, and find out what is it that God is saying you are doing that's holding up, tying his hand from blessing you immensely. Knows the right thing to do and fails to do it. For him, it is sin. This is God letting us know that most of our issues and challenges in our business is self-inflicted. It takes us further away from what he's already promised us to do, but because he's not a man that he should lie, he cannot go back on his word. He cannot go and change the game just for you. So that means we've got to line up. Dr. Miles Monroe would always say that man needs to understand that people don't break laws, laws break people. And so when you're breaking the laws of prosperity, of success, holding you up from your progress, let's go to the Lord and ask him to release what it is that we need to do so that we can see the entire Shekinah glory in our lives every way. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for you are God and God alone. We're thankful for this day that you've made, and we're glorious and we're joyous. We have immense joy. That means no matter the circumstance, we are joyous that we are here again in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we're asking you that this day, we draw the line in the sand and we line up with your divine principles in every area of our lives. Area of unforgiveness, if it's in the area of money, if it's in the area of us living with the broken heart, even though you are restoring all that the locusts have eaten, forgive us right now, oh dear Lord, and give us the wisdom to get in line. Father God, we are here seeking your people for all that you have for us. We're thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Father God, we're thanking you. We know that you reign on the just and the unjust, but we know you as our righteous judge. We want what you have. Show us, oh dear Lord, peel us back, break us down so we can go into our breakthrough. We're honoring you, oh dear Lord, on this day, that we are ready to follow the principles and laws of the industry that can set us free. We'll be careful to give you all the glory, because we know that only the promotion comes from you. As we're doing our work as unto you, not unto man, we'll be grateful to give you all the honor and the glory that you deserve in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We seal this prayer. Amen. All right. So we've been talking about the power of duplication. And here in the morning, I get to be free, right? This is not my company call or anything like that. This is for people who are in the kingdom, and they really want everything that God has for them, and they just so happen to have been smart enough to choose a better way called network marketing. The place where you can be ordinary and now you can do extraordinary things. Did you know that we were programmed to be poor? Did you know we were programmed not to align with the principles even of this industry, that you don't have to have a ton of talent, because actually your talent is not what's going to bring you the biggest amount of success in network marketing? Is leadership and duplication. I got to say that over and over again. And if you are able to duplicate, then leadership is inevitable. True leadership, meaning creating atmospheres for other people to grow. Now, I need you to know that if you are operating, you go through your checklist, and now you have an attitude of positivity, an attitude of winning, meaning winning is going to require you releasing that has been holding you back from winning thus far. Now, you might be winning at a level, but there's always good, better, and best. All of us have growth to encounter with. All of us are on our individual journey collaboratively. We have to collaborate in this industry called network marketing. So duplication is going to recreate a wheel. That's the beauty of this industry. You've got to seek out and know your system. Make it your business to know your business. You need to know that your belief system has everything to do with what you do and what you don't do, what you comply with and what you don't comply with. Even like in our industry, so many times people break rules even of their company, right? And if we say everything is about duplication, so if everyone on your team broke the rules of the company, would you even still have a company? I can assure you that we're programmed to be poor. Grow programmed to abort huge opportunities for ourselves. Now, while we're talking about following a system, and we know that your attitude determines your altitude, your attitude even about change, your attitude even about correction, if it's not only for the good of yourself, but the good of your team, the good of your company, the good of your industry, we're not training you just to walk across the stage and get a plaque or get something. We're training you to become the best of the best in your industry. This is where you can make impact. We're training you to move past this one to impress people. Impress the people who thought you weren't going to make it. Impress the people who you're trying to say, I'm better than you. We want to move you into impact, making a significant difference in your industry. And so what you need to understand, that winning attitude begins to overtake you. Now you are easily encouraged, and it's very difficult to discourage you from doing whatever you need to do to be successful, not for yourself, but also to lead others to success. Now, I need you to remember this, that people tend to adopt that attitude of the people who's closest to them, who they hang around the most. If you're hanging around negative Nancy's, if you're hanging around hater Harry's, if you're hanging around all those people, you tend to act like them. So you've got to pay very close attention and focus on the main thing, which is duplication and leadership. Now, if you have that fast start, getting people to duplicate, making money quick, but they have the long-term thing, and they move through the launch of their business after they enroll, you've got them started right. Guys, come on, go back to the beginning. And if people are missing steps out of their checklist, go back and say, hey, it's network marketing. You're the boss and the employee. You get to fix this, and you won't get fired unless you quit. So let's stop whining like babies. You can't whine and win. Just hop back on your horse and get to riding. It's about breaking the code to your comp plan. A lot of combinations as to how you could actually get paid. The company's going to pay you if you meet a requirement. But could it be there's a way that when you retire on the beach, and you left a very simplistic formula for your people, that you could move into true residual income? Residual mean that while you're on the beach, the numbers are still rolling. Residual mean that if you were ill or a family member was ill, it don't slow down or stop the check. About how we're programmed to be poor, because most people are only used to trading hours for dollars. I work 10 hours, I need this pay. That's the reason why even in network marketing, people be like, I've been in the business this long, I didn't make any money. But how long were you following the system duplicating? Now, when we go into this next topic, I know some people are going to feel like the sting. I'm just priming your mind for success. Now, you know the correction comes in love. But if we're talking about the checklist, we're talking about launching the business, which is the first event for that person. You're training them to attend events. This must be duplication. You're training them to hop on their training car. Now, if people want to build their entire business sitting on the couch and not really having true interaction with people, it will take you some even training, online, offline marketing. If online you're looking like a hero, but offline you're so antisocial, you have no communication skills, you have no real people skills, you'll say network marketing ain't for me. But do you know that communication skills and people skills is something that you can adopt? And guess where you get to learn those things? At events. Events is a major component to network marketing. I need you to know that this industry is built from event to event to event. The most complete network marketing system will include events. It starts off from maybe your one-on-ones, private business reception or your launch, that first deal, then it moves into, well, it actually starts with your calls, but those are not main events, but it starts with your calls. You ain't got to go nowhere, PBRs, you stay at home, or you may want to go in your neighborhood coffee shop, and then now you move into maybe a weekly meeting. Now, everybody want to attend as long as it's free. Now, I'm going to talk to you about this for a moment. I know people probably never broke it down to you before, but let me tell you something. A lot of seven-figure earners will say, you know what, they ain't going to change their minds. So I'll just talk to other seven-figure earners. But I'm going to tell you something. I am humble and I remain humble because I can remember when I wasn't a seven-figure earner. I became a six-figure earner very early in my life, but I can remember when I was a no-figure earner. I tell my kids the story all the time that when I was younger and I wanted to work, I knew I needed, I wanted more money even as a young kid, and I would do things around the house, and my mom would say, she wasn't one paying no allowance. She wasn't even with that single mom of four. She like, allowance? Honey, I got to pay bills. So I didn't get allowance. So everything I had to earn. Now, I earned the right to go hang out with my friends once we cleaned the house. I was the oldest girl, and when the brothers be like, you know, they skipped out. You know how guys do, they skipped out on their work or whatever. And because my mom was a Jamaican-raised woman born in Panama, it's like the women, you better do it. Hey, listen, they didn't clean the bathroom. You can't step in that tub looking like that, so you clean it. And I began to release excuses and do things that I wasn't paid for. Do things because it was the right thing, and it made me a much better woman for it. But in the process, I thought, like, wow, she's hard. My mother is the best thing that ever happened to me. The principles that she instilled in me and how I'm able to use it now to be so resilient in every area of my life, I thank God for my mama. So I want you guys to hear me. As long as it's free, it's full. If it's free, the room's full. Now, I want you to know about this program to be for. Now, rich people know that if it's free, you can't be getting the whole kit and caboodle. It got to be more. Rich people know that there is a, and I'm talking about now you're moving into rich-minded, right? They know that there's a principle of sowing and reaping, and they know that that comes in proportion. Free, you show up to the call, cost you nothing but to pay attention, and I can give you some things every day, 30 minutes a day. But I want to leave you to believe in yourself enough to invest in you. Let me tell you how this thing goes. Most people are not used to attending events unless they were entertained, and most people are trained, our program, to leave events with nothing, meaning the biggest event. I don't know about you, but the first event I started attending was a church event, then it was a concert, and you leave with what it appears is nothing but emotions and memories. But I need you to know something. When you begin to walk into events with expectation, prepared. When you start walking in the church with your Bible already worshipped up, and now you come out with something, now you'll do something with it. So when we're talking about our events in the industry, if you're coming with expectation, you're coming with guests. If you're coming with expectation, you're coming with team. You come by yourself, you learn a lot. You come with peace, you earn a lot. As we start talking about duplication, this is where people, I would see people sit on the outside of an event because of an investment of maybe $10 or $20. I would see people say, I can't attend the event because it costs $100. But I want to make $100,000. Improportionate. Investment improportionate to the expectation. Now, I want to share with you a few principles, and I want you to pay very close attention that you need to right now start writing down and say, I need at least two of my business partners, and I need at least two prospective business partners. business partners or customers to attend events with me, whether it's all over the nation, whatever, to your business. I see people who say, okay, they attend everything for free. They're on the calls. They're on accountability. They're on everything. And then when you now have to say, I got to take a get my face in the place challenge, I got to take a get my face in the place challenge, everything else is a priority. Now, wealthy people already know that if it's free, it's a ton of people there. If it costs just a little, there's going to be less people there. If it costs a lot, there's a little bit of people there. It's a lot. Guess what? That smaller group just don't happen to always be making the biggest checks. Hello, somebody. I know that the light bulbs are going off right now. Somebody is saying, I'm awakening right now. When I go to events and I say, okay, if it's free, it can be from wall to wall. $10, the room. $100, quarter of the room. $500, a few people. $5,000, less. $50,000, much less. But as the investment increases, so does the return. I'm showing you guys the laws of numbers. The same way how I shared with you in duplication, for you to know that you're going to have a percentage of people that you present your business to, that join, a percentage of them who join, that stay in, and a percentage of them who say they're staying in, who really want to win. The numbers get smaller as the commitment gets bigger. When the commitment gets bigger, so does the checks. I'm not training you duplication just so that you can be a duplication Einstein, that you know all the principles, but you're not actually applying it, and you're not going to see the checks. Kingdom builders need resources. We ain't going to need no checks when we get to heaven. Say that one more time. Because it's only but so long you can be saying your company is so great and it ain't being great to you. The truth needs to come out. That duplication and showing up to events, even in the duplication piece in your teams or companies. Like for us, Tuesdays and Thursdays are most of the days of events, weekly events, so that people now can duplicate throughout the week, training calls and private business receptions and things like that. But the more duplication happening in your business by your business partners attending events, free-handed, is the bigger your business will grow. So I'm going to give you this little formula on even how we fill events. So let's say, for instance, you get an event, your first event, and you only got two people that show up. Two people show up, but then those two people brought two people apiece at the next event. How many people do you have now? Those two plus the four, you got six people. So now those six people turn around and they bring two people. Two more. Just because you brought two the first time don't mean that your job is over. You bring two more. Six people brought two people. Do you have those six plus those 12? You do the math. This is the power of exponential growth. It happens in your back office the same way. Now you got 18 people in the room. And they turn around and they brought two people apiece. You get the picture. Anytime you see a weekly meeting, Saturday, a regional meeting, a national convention that ain't full, is because there's no duplication. The duplication principle is not being executed. You can grow a business as soon as you decide how much of the market do you want to own. Your market share, your share of the market. This is one of the reasons why people get all jacked in mode, because they're not even identifying with what's my market. I know for my business, there's 43 million people who need what we have. That sounds like plenty enough for our entire team to go to multi-million dollar status. Way too much to not be going to inviting people on a regular basis. I know for our industry that they don't have enough money after paying all their bills. Now, could it be a percentage of those 76%? That's your market share of people who need a business opportunity. Hence, all you need to do is invite them out to your meeting. The invitation can go based off of how your business is throughout the nation. You might have one person in the meeting in Atlanta, one person in the meeting in New York. You're building. But I want to give you another little tip as we're closing out on today. That same gentleman who told me about working 65 days out of 365 days, he said, Nicola, train your team to build the market share in the city they're living in. Until you become a larger leader where by default you end up with people all over the place in different cities, states, countries, what have you, train them to take up as much market share in their business. You know, there's a book, Acres of Diamonds. People always feel they got to go outside their city when they have not filled up the meeting in their own city. Why you got to take gas and planes when you ain't even talked to your neighbor? Why you got to take gas and planes when you haven't even talked to the person you keep running into at the grocery store? Why you got to take gas and planes, put gas in your car and take planes when the same people that's liking your stats on Facebook, you never inbox them. You never even said, hey, thanks for the like. I see that you're definitely liking. I see you mentioned something about their kid building a rapport. We got to go to another training on that so that they can really become your friend. Half of them people on my book, they ain't my friends. Most of them are haters. They don't even want to like. They watch, but they don't even want to like things that they really want to like. Hey, I'm telling you, that's a whole nother training. You'll never become that which you hate. So you see something looking good and you so burned up with jealousy, you can't even say, wow, that's nice. Don't expect that thing to come your way. I can assure you that much. Hello, somebody. That's a whole nother principle game I need to teach you. Go up level your game. You want to really go into the league of the big boys and big girls? We got to change our thinking and start duplicating what we want to see duplicated. If you don't want to duplicate it, don't do it. Peace out, guys.